Now, Dennis, we're standing in a recreated hut from the Love Day internment camp. How many people were interned in this area during the Second World War?
It was several thousand, and it varied depending on the course of the war. They started off and then they brought more in as the war progressed, and most of the original internees were civilians that were already in the country when war broke out. But later in the war, they brought in POWs as well.
This camp had a lot of agriculture, and agriculture was basically the focus of it. What were some of the crops that they were growing here?
Yes, well, it was an ideal area for this sort of thing because there was some vacant irrigated land available. So they began by growing vegetables, and then they had a poultry farm and a piggery, and then they started growing seeds because at the outbreak of the war, our source of vegetable seeds was cut off. And so they developed an industry and they supplied things like tomato and lettuce and carrots and stuff like that, just basic vegetables.
They also grew quite a few poppies here, didn't they? And what kind of an impact did that have on, I guess, Australia being able to supply its own morphine during the war?
Well, again, the supplies were cut off when the war broke out, particularly because most of it was coming from the Middle East. And after Japan entered the war, they totally cut off the supply. So a poppy industry was established here, and they ended up growing enough poppies to supply about half the morphine required for the Pacific area during the war.
It's kind of funny, isn't it? History is almost repeating itself, that we're having the debate again about whether, you know, it's possible to grow poppies in South Australia and whether we should. But this area is sort of a testament to the fact that it can, and it was sort of reasonably successful, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I believe that this area was ideal for it because of with the right soils and with irrigation water and climate and everything. It was a done deal, basically. They grew very well. And another crop that they did at the same time was the pyrethrum daisy, so that they could get insecticides, and they grew lots of those.
How does the local community around Love Day and even here as well feel about having a camp like this so close to the community?
Yes, well, it was before I was born, so I don't know for certain, but I believe that because the initial internees were civilians and a lot of them were Italians, the local growers were able to come in and say they wanted half a dozen workers for the day, and the Italians would go out and pick the grapes or prune or whatever it was, work that they were most likely familiar with anyway. And they got along well with the local community.
How do you think people were once the war finished and they were released from these internment camps?
Yes, well, I believe all the internees were sent back to their countries of origin, but it wasn't very long before, particularly the Italians, were migrating back here and have become settlers in this area, and their families are still here today. Mm-hmm. The camps were closed and the whole industries were basically stopped dead, which is a pity because some of those industries could have been continued, particularly the pyrethrum daisy, I think, for growing insecticides. They still appeared as wildflowers in the blocks right up until the time people started using weedicide in the 60s.
So do you think, some of those crops like poppies and the daisies that are used for insecticide, that in a time of war there was maybe less regulation perhaps to be allowed to grow those because the need was so great for them?
Yes, I guess so. It was a needs must, and you do everything to meet that need, which within reason, I guess.